another hour of great music.
Good morning, this is Darren and Leah. We're live from Tesco's all morning as we try and complete our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. Updates for you in just a second. Let's continue with the big tunes. Shell and Kygo and Ellie Goulding starting off this hour.
Radio made in MK. Run the bass, hi-hat in the snare. This is
KFM. Cheryl and Call My Name, Kygo before that, and First Time. Hello, this is Darren Lear. We're live this morning from Tesco's in Kingston.
We are. A very exciting start to a Friday morning, actually.
And then somehow we've got to get to Bletchley and Wolverhampton while we do the show.
Within the show, I know. But it's going to be a really exciting one because it's the end of our 3 months of trying to raise 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. So we're coming down to each of the donation points today and hopefully going to finish with that target today of 50,000.
And we've literally... just arrived, and I can't believe the activity that's going on here already with collecting tins for the food bank.
I know, it's amazing. Crates of food, trolleys are full, loads of people stopping by and grabbing some of those MK Food Bank shopping lists that they've put together and hopefully going to help us with our target today.
Right, well, we'll be giving you all the details on this in just a little bit. Got Sia on the way, but let's do this from Anne-Marie. This is MKFM. That's Sia and the greatest before that, Anne-Marie. Hello, this is Darren Lear. We're live from Tesco's in Kingston this morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
We're doing our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. Today is the last day. Well, on air anyway, that we're collecting tins for the food bank. Obviously, the food bank need continued support after our community challenge. And the three main Tesco's are continuing to collect them over the weekend, which is good news. In a minute, we're going to tell you the type of foods that they're after. But I just can't believe that we've literally been here for about 15, 20 minutes. And the amount of people that have been donating food already this morning is just incredible.
I know, exactly. So many people coming past this morning, taking one of those shopping lists, going and doing their weekly food shop and grabbing all of those important urgent items as well, which is great.
All right, well, we're going to tell you about the urgent items that are needed in just a little bit. The MKFM bus is doing the rounds with us today to collect some of the tins that have been collected. Also, I'm going to say this wrong again, JSMV.
You got it right, well done.
We'll be here. Jamie Simpson and Mr. V, they're going to be helping us. Unit 9 as well. And also, if you're a business listening today and you want us to help us reach our 50,000 tins, we're after a £300 donation. We give you all the details through this morning as we try and complete our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. All right, let's continue with this big song from back in the day. This is Eric Prince and Call On Me. Does this remind you of being in the gym?
It does. I need to get my lycra on, Darren.
Me too. Eric Prince and Call On Me on the beat of MK. This is MKFM. It's the mid-morning show with Darren Lear, and it's our last mid-morning show for a while.
It is, but we're going out with a bang, Darren.
Definitely are.
Yeah, we are, because today we are down finishing off our community challenge trying to raise 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank, all for Milton Keynes' 50th birthday, and doing an amazing job, actually. Tesco stores in Bletchley, Kingston and Wolverton, they're doing amazingly well, so we're going to be going across all of them three stores today, finishing off our challenge.
So we're in Tesco's in Kingston at the moment. We're here till 11 o'clock with our MKFM bus. We're going to let you know some of the urgent items that the food bank are after in just a second. But if you're listening to your radio today and you want to get involved, there's a few ways that you can help us. You can either gather some tins together in the office and drop them down to our studios at Into. You can drop them into a Tesco stores, one of the main ones at Bletchley, Kingston or Wolverton. Or what we could ideally do with, if your business has got £300 to spend, we can buy 1,000 tins with that. All you need to do is phone our switchboard 01908 230 149. That's 01908 230 149. Leave your message and pledge £300 so we can buy 1,000 tins. Also as well, if you're at home and you've got loads of tins that you want collected, we've also got the guys from Primeshine that are willing to do that for us today. So if you've got tins that you want collected, we can actually get them picked up by our friends at Primeshine. So thanks to those guys for their help. Now, any food will do as long as it's non-perishable and it's not beans, but there are some urgent items that the food bank are after.
There are, and on the shopping list in the Tesco supermarkets, the most urgent items that are listed are long life juice, tinned fruit, tinned meat, pasta sauce, tinned rice pudding and tinned custard. And if you come into the Tesco store, at the donation points, they have all of these most urgent items at the front, so you can literally literally just grab some of those urgent items, go and pay for them and drop them off at the donation point on your way out. It's really, really easy.
And I love a bit of cold rice pudding.
Oh, me too. Straight out the tin. Very nice.
What about custard? Do you fancy a bit of custard?
I love a bit of custard. Yeah, I like that cold as well.
It's one of those things with custard. People either love it or they hate it.
Oh, I love it. I'm all over it. But I like actually a mixture of custard and cream together.
Oh,
very nice.
What about custard and ice cream?
Oh, I haven't tried it.
Oh, that is just incredible.
Give it a go, Darren.
We're going to do the latest travel for you, and then Robin Schultz and Shed a Light is on the way for you next.
The Mid-Morning Show.
That's Alex Ross and Dreams, Robin Schultz and Shed a Light. Before that, hello, this is Darren Lear. We're live this morning from Tesco's in Kingston. We're going to be going to Wolverton and Bletchley a little bit later this morning. We're collecting our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. We're here at the front of the store at the minute, and what's quite nice is that a couple of retired people that used to work for Tesco's have come back to the store today to help with the donations.
They have, and they're standing here right at the front of the store, speaking to people, giving out these shopping lists and trying to get everybody involved, which is so lovely. Actually, we should try and get one of them on air to try and chat.
Yeah, we should do. Yeah, go and grab one of them. Just a reminder, this weekend it's the summer party for Into. Really looking forward to this. It's happening on Saturday and Sunday. Loads of freebies. It's the time to do shopping, but also as well, MKFM have got our stage there full of live local music on the Saturday and the Sunday. So Leah's just come back with one of the volunteers that's helping us to collect our 50,000 tins.
I have. I've brought Brian with me. Now, Brian, you've been here since this morning. You've been here for a couple of hours, haven't you? And how have you been getting on with people coming in and out of...
Yeah, fine. We were also here in the week for a couple of hours on Tuesday. Yeah, five people are really generous. Obviously, you get one or two who are not particularly interested. But in general, it's amazing how many people give. And on some occasions, the amount they give. And sometimes you even get people coming in from home and have brought stuff that they've got in their cupboard at home that they can do without.
Yeah, fantastic.
Exactly. I think that's what we've found, isn't it, Darren? That everybody's just been so, so generous. We've been really overwhelmed, actually, with the amount of support that everybody's given us.
And you used to work for Tesco's, so you're retired now and you've come back to volunteer. What did you used to do for Tesco's?
Yeah, I was a manager in a distribution centre at Fenny Lock. And currently, Denise and I, who's working with me today, we're members of the retirement group. And that's what we do from time to time. We help the stores where possible. But the other times, we're out on trips and holidays. So, yeah, we try to help where we can.
And how long have you been retired for?
13 years.
Incredible. And you must have loved working for Tesco's that much to come back and volunteer your time.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed my job. I retired when the time was right. And, yeah, we come back if we can. But we've got a group of 250 people who are in our particular retirement group. And we try to help those, keep them informed of what's going on.
All right, well, that's great. Thanks for helping out with our challenge for the 50,000 tins for the food bank.
Okay, that was my pleasure. Thanks.
All right, let's continue with this. This is Second City and I Wanna Feel. So that's our Friday mix. Just before we go to the news at 11, we've got Karen, who is the community champion here at Tesco's in Kingston. We're just about to move on to Bletchley very soon, but just while we're here, Karen, thanks for all your support this week.
You're welcome.
You've been on the radio a couple of times over the last week or so. It's obviously the biggest Tesco's here in Kingston. Roughly how many donations do you think you've taken this week here? It's probably quite hard to sum up, but you must have some idea.
It must be really hard. I would say about 5,000, I would think. Possibly.
Right. Excellent. Yeah. And obviously a busy weekend ahead. You're going to be continuing in this on Saturday and Sunday. But you've had some really nice stories as well to tell us.
That's right. So we've seen a lot of customers come through that have relied on Food Bank in the past. And now they're in a position that they can actually donate. They've been very kind in donating large quantities of food. And they're all saying that, you know, they appreciated it before. And they're so pleased at what Food Bank done for them that they now feel it's their time to give back. So it's been amazing. Yeah.
Well, excellent. This is our last day of our 50,000 tins, and it couldn't be easier. Literally, when you get here at Tesco's in Kingston, there's a point at the front of the store where you can buy a number of items.
Yeah, you can grab the most urgent items needed. So there's long life juice, there's long life milk, there's tinned fruit, tinned vegetables, custard, rice pudding. You can literally grab some of those tins, go and pay for them, and drop them back at the donation point on your way out. It could not be easier.
And the good news is, Karen, is that, you know, you don't need to be loaded to take part in this. You've got tins of food from 25p at the the front
exactly.
of the store.
Exactly. So, like you say, 25 pence. So, you know, if we donated a few of those to every single person at Food Bank, it's not going to cost a fortune to do that. So,
one of the main drivers for Leah and I over the last few weeks has been on the news time and time again about, with the summer holidays approaching, the kids being off from school for 6-7 weeks, not getting free school meals. It's a time of year where the Food Bank's going to be quite busy.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So they need foods that they need, sort of like long life juice, tin fruit, tin rice pudding, things that they can give the children that they would normally have at school, and they can give them that while they're at home over the 6 weeks.
Hence why we're not asking for beans, because we don't want the kids running around full of beans over the summer holidays. Anyway, we're just about to get on the MCAFM bus to go to Tesco's in Bletchley. So we'll be doing that and coming live from Bletchley after the latest news at 11, which is next. Thanks again, Karen.
Thank you.
The Mid-Morning Show with
Ellie Goulding and Burn on the beat of MK. This is MCAFM, Little Mix before that, and Power. Hello, this is Darren and Leah.
Good morning. I couldn't what you were calling then, Darren.
I couldn't even remember my own name.
No, I know. It's been a busy morning, hasn't it? But really great.
We've just driven from Tesco's in Kingston over to the Tesco store in Bletchley. And kind of like the little drive, it just like choked me up a little bit just to think, you know, about the amount of people that have been dropping off food throughout this campaign.
I know. I've been feeling really overwhelmed all morning, actually, seeing people coming with their trolleys full and donating it all. People that have used the food bank in the past and they want to give back now. It's really been emotional. Really, really grateful to everybody that's dropped down to Kingston so far. We're in Bletchley, as you said, and hopefully going to continue all day long.
So it's probably not, but if this is the first time that you've heard about our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank, we're going to tell you all about it very soon. Going to do a bit classic from Alison Limerick in just a little bit, DNCE as well, but let's continue with this. This is Calvin Harris. This is Heatstroke on MCAFM. So that's DNCE and Cake by the Ocean. Before that, Calvin Harris and Heatstroke on the beach of MK. This is MCAFM. Hello, this is Darren Lear. We're live from the Tesco store in Bletchley. It's our final day of raising 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. We've been doing this for the last 3 months. So many listeners getting involved in this, and Tesco's have stepped in on the last week to collect tins for us at all three of their main stores.
They have. They've done an amazing job. They've done a great donation points as soon as you come into the entrance of each of those Tesco stores. There have been Tesco volunteers on hand, MK Food Bank volunteers as well, giving out the shopping list with the most urgent items, and just encouraging people to keep giving until the end of the week for our 50,000 tin target.
So if you're driving past Tesco's today, you only need a couple of quid really. You can buy some tins from 25p. Also, if you've got tins at home, you can drop them into Tesco's as well. And if you're a business listening to us today, you can donate £300, which will supply 1,000 tins for the food bank. 01908 230 149 is our number. 01908 230 149. Phone our switchboard and we'll be in contact with you of how we can turn that £300 into 1,000 tins. Right, let's roll this banger from Alison Limerick. This is Where Love Lives on MCAFM.
The Mid-Morning
John Newman and Rita Ora on the beat of MK. This is MCAFM. Hello, this is Darren Lear. We're live from Tesco's in Bletchley.
We are. Good morning.
We're making the final dash to collect our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. Now, we've got a community ambassador for Tesco's. Her name's Alison, and she's done everything that she can to get out of talking on the radio the last week.
Yeah, she's currently handing out the shopping list, and she doesn't really like talking on the radio, but she's doing an amazing job on the shop floor here at Tesco in Bletchley.
Right.
She's the community champion.
You go to the left, I go to the right.
We'll get her.
And we get her. So we're just going to walk over to Alison now, who's the community ambassador for this store. So good morning, Alison, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
We got you on the radio at last.
You have.
So you're the community ambassador for Bletchley store.
I definitely am, yeah. We're doing a great event this weekend. We've gone all week collecting for the food bank. We've raised loads and loads of tins have been collected, but we need more, so please come and help us.
And the people of Bletchley have been really generous, haven't they?
They always are, but they've been extra generous this week. And they've seen what it's for the children during the school holidays, when they're not getting their free meals at school. We want to provide that free meal for them.
Right, brilliant. And remind us of the bits on the shopping list that we particularly need, which are the urgent items.
We need long life juice, tinned fruit, tinned meat, pasta sauce, tinned rice pudding and custard.
Brilliant. All right, thanks, Alison. We got you on the radio at long last.
You did.
Leah's giving her a call.
I am. You did really well, Alison.
Sweating. Not you, Leah, Alison. Let's continue with this. This is Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over. It's MKFM. Kelly Rowland and When Love Takes Over on the beat of MK. This is MKFM. Hello, this is Darren Leah. Live from Tesco's in Bletchley this morning.
We are on our final day of our 50,000 tin challenge for the MK Food Bank.
I've just realised they've got an upstairs here at Tesco's.
They do. They've always had an upstairs, haven't they?
I've never really been to this store.
Oh, I like this one. It's good.
It's like a mini Kingston, this one.
It is.
It's like a similar design.
It is, yeah. They've got an all upstairs with clothing and lots of different bits and pieces up there.
So, as you know, we're doing our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. It's not just about Tesco's. A lot of the supermarkets have donation points for the food bank. So if you're shopping at all over the weekend, you can drop your tins in, but it doesn't count towards our 50,000, but it will still go towards the people that need your food here in Milton Keynes. So if you are going to Morrison's, to Waitrose,
Sainsbury's,
wherever they've got,
trying to think of all of the supermarkets to cover ourselves.
I think Waitrose do it as well.
Yeah.
Whatever supermarket you go to, do consider dropping some tins off. But if you do come to Tesco's, it will count towards our 50,000 target.
So please do give that last little bit. If you've been thinking about it, today's the day. Just come on down. If you've got any tins at home, clear out the cupboards. It's the perfect time of year to do that. Drop them down. It doesn't have to be a Tesco product. Or come down and grab some of the urgent items from the donation point at the front of the store.
And if you come to Bletchley at the moment, they've actually got tasters at the front of the store, which
they
love.
It's lovely. Me too. It's my favourite part
tasters.
About shopping.
You're supposed to have one, but like...
Oh, no, I keep doing the rounds.
Well, you're the resident scoffer, aren't
I
you?
I am, yeah. I have to live up to my name.
Anyway, before 12 o'clock, we've got Jamie Simpson and Mr. V, JSMV. Did I get it right?
You did it.
We're going to be playing their new single before 12 o'clock, Dancing in the Moonlight. You're going to be able to watch that live as well tomorrow at our stage. Into all the details, mkfm.com. We'll do the latest What's On Guy for you next, though. The Ariana Grande and Focus on the beat of MK. This is MKFM. Hello, this is Darren here. Live from Tesco's Bletchley.
Good morning, we are. We're here collecting our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank.
It's just crazy. There's loads of stuff going on.
There's so much going on. It's so busy. It's amazing.
So all this week then, we've been playing the new single from JMSAV.
No. Come on, Darren, you've got this. Come on, everybody.
JSMV.
Well done, JSMV.
Dancing in the Moonlight. You've been dancing to this in the office all week.
I have. Got it on repeat. I love it.
So Jamie, then, is it the original soundtrack to it? It sounds very much like it.
Yes, what we've done is we've taken the original synth, which is the lead sound that everyone will recognise, and then completely remade the rest of the song, so made it our own.
So who does the rapping? Is it you, Mr. V?
That is me, indeed.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot, then. Give us a little bit of a rap.
Okay, when I look into your eyes, my imagination runs wild. It's like you can change my life just with one smile.
The worrying thing was he was looking at me and not you, Leah.
Right in your eyes, Darren.
Yeah.
Feel the love.
All right, do you want to introduce your new song?
Okay, this is JSMV and it's Dancing in the Moonlight.
I'm addicted to the women and the riches. Not the richest, but it never stops me getting twisted. Don't want to listen to the doctors. We're too busy getting bonkers. We like to party all night and we look like monsters, like monsters. Now everybody jump, jump, like you mean it. To the moonlight, bump, bump. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Now everybody jump, jump, like you mean it. To the moonlight, bump, bump. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Sing it with me now.
Dancing in the moonlight, everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Going harder, oh. No drama, no. Get to work, work like Rihanna. When you get the feeling that it's got ya, you can blame it on the vodka. Cause we like to party all night till we look like monsters, like monsters. Now everybody jump, jump, like you mean it. To the moonlight, bump, bump. Can you feel it, can you feel it? Now everybody jump, jump, like you mean it. To the moonlight, bump, bump. Can you feel it, can you feel it? Sing it.
So that's a brand new song from JMSMV. Is that right, Leah?
No, JSMV.
Dancing in the Moonlight. They're going to be performing that live at our MKFM stage into tomorrow. If you want to find out everything that's going on into Milton Keynes this weekend, all the details, MKFM.com. We've just moved out of the store to our MKFM bus just to have a few pictures taken. We've just been told that it's actually Bletchley's Tesco's birthday today. 25 years old, Alison, is that right?
It definitely is, yeah. So come down, support the food bank, and tomorrow we'll be giving loads of free samplings away. So come down and enjoy it with us.
All right, excellent. Well, we're just going to go to the news at 12, and then we've got the final hour of the mid-morning show. Got loads of great tunes on the way after 12. We can do some Kesha and some Bruno Mars. It's all on the way next. You made a great table, dear.
Thank you very much.
The mid-morning show.
Sigala and Ella Eyre starting off this hour. I've just played you Kesha and We Are Who We Are. Hello, this is Darren and Leah. So we've just arrived in Wolverton.
Yes, and a real hub of activity here, isn't it? It's really, really busy. Loads of crates behind us, completely full. Everybody's still donating their tins, which is amazing.
And what I can't believe is that we've just seen stacks and stacks of food at Bletchley and also at Kingston as well. But it seems as if there's even more here at Wolverton.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? Just trying to take it all in now. We've got Terry from the food bank here, who's the volunteer talking to everybody. He's literally grabbing every single person on their way in, and so many people dropping off so many tin things. It's fantastic.
All right, well, we're going to speak to Terry in just a second. Let's do this for you first of all. This is Bruno Mars on MKFM. That's Martin Garrix. Before that, Bruno Mars. It's MKFM Friday lunchtime, then the weekend's almost here.
It is. Thank goodness for that. It's been a busy morning, hasn't it?
Really looking forward to the Into Summer Party, which is Saturday and Sunday. You can find out all the details about that on our website, MKFM.com. So we're collecting 50,000 tins for the food bank. I was at 40,000 yesterday.
We were, which is an absolutely incredible achievement. So again, thank you so much to everybody that's donated so far. But we've got till the end of the day today to reach that 50,000 target.
And we're at Wolverton at the moment, and literally we've been here for about 10 minutes or so, and just literally people almost queuing up now to give
tins. Exactly, there's so many people just keep on coming past, chucking it in the trolley here at the front of the store. It's amazing.
And we're doing this because there are people going hungry in Milton Keynes, and also with the 6-7 week school holidays, which are fast approaching, there'll be many children across Milton Keynes that won't get free school dinners, and this is going to be a massive help.
It will do, definitely.
Right, well, we're going to be talking to, was it Terry from the food bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to him after this from Anaya Day. This is Nasty Gal on MKFM. That's an idea, a Nasty Gal on the beat of MK. This is MKFM. We're at Tesco's in Wolverton today, trying to complete our 50,000 tins for the MK Food Bank. Got Terry from the food bank here.
Hi there.
So you've been at Wolverton on and off this week, helping us collect food. We've been here for, 20 minutes or so, and just the amount of food that's been donated is just incredible.
Yeah, it's been... I've been here since 10 o'clock, and it's been a steady flow. Yeah, people have been very kind and very generous.
Excellent. So what made you want to get involved with the food bank?
Well, it's just helping anyone that's, you know, in need. It could be any circumstances, and... yeah, we're just here to help those people.
I'm just slightly distracted because even while we're talking, we must have had like 6 or 7 people fill this trolley at the front of the store.
Yeah, it's been really good, and I hope people continue to keep on bringing in the food and buying it here in Tesco's.
All right, excellent. Well, thanks for giving up your time and volunteering for the food bank. And just while we're talking about this, we've got a lady now that's asking about volunteering for the food bank. So I think this week has been, you know, a great week for awareness that people are going hungry across Milton Keynes and the fantastic job that you guys do.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's do the latest travel for you next.
The mid-morning
That's the Chainsmokers and Closer on the beat of MK. This is MKFM. It wouldn't be a Friday without a poem, Leah.
It wouldn't be. I love it when Mark joins us in the studio.
He's in the studio with Michael Robinson. Let's do this week's poem. Absolutely love a poem on a Friday.
Oh, me too. I love it when Mark joins us.
He'll be back with Mikey next week on the mid-morning show. I absolutely love this song. I haven't heard this on the radio for a while. Marlon Rudette, When the Beat Drops Out.
It's the steel drums we love, Darren.
Oh, it's a love of steel drums. Let's get on for you. Friday lunchtime across Milton Keynes. Marlon Rudette and his steel drums.
Oh, we love those steel drums, Darren.
It's just absolutely incredible, Leah, what's going on here in Wolverton.
I know, it's amazing. I actually think this might have been the busiest it's been, actually, all day. We're just having to unload all of the trolleys because people just keep coming and throwing in absolute crates of food. It's absolutely amazing.
So if you want to get involved with this, you can go to any Tesco store over the weekend. They're going to continue collecting these tins for us to count towards our 50,000 target until close of business on Sunday. If you're a business listening to the radio at the moment and you want to get involved, how can people do that?
So you can call our number 01908-230-149. You can go on our website and all the details are on there as well, mkfm.com.
So basically just leave your details with the switchboard and we're arranged to collect the £300. You can pay it by credit card as well if you want to, and we can convert that cash into 1,000 tins for the MK Food Bank.
And people are literally queuing up behind us, Darren, to try and get their donations into this trolley. I'm actually overwhelmed. It's amazing. Look, we're bringing an entire trolley.
It's unusual for me to do this twice in a link, but this is just incredible now.
That really must mean that it is incredible.
It really is. A whole trolley full of cereal. You've got juice in there. You've got the tin fruit that we need, the pasta.
Long life milk. Amazing.
It's really good. And more people.
Literally, they're queuing up.
Let's do this. This is beginning to choke me up now. This is the Shapeshifters and Loaders theme. This is MKFM. So that always reminds us of Campbell Park that we often say Shapeshifters and Loaders theme on the beat of MK. This is MKFM.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
So we've got someone else with the food bank here.
We do. Caitlin's just joined us. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi,
So we've been in Wolverton for a little while now, and this is just incredible scenes here.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've literally just had two people drop off trolleys full of food to us, but we've got about 15, 20 totes here already, and the support is absolutely amazing.
And if people have just tuned in, maybe they haven't heard a lot of our coverage over the last week or so. It's the time of year where the food bank's going to be quite in high demand with 6 or 7 weeks of school holidays.
Yeah. Hopefully all this food that we're actually collecting we can use, and people can actually use it over the 6 weeks holidays as well, and help the children go without food, basically.
All right, excellent. Well, well done to you and John for getting behind this, and you know, you've had loads of volunteers this week as well. Tesco's, not only have they put their staff, they've got retired, you know, ex-employees coming in as well, and it's just been a great community effort.
It has. It's been absolutely amazing, and all we can do is say thank you very much to everyone. Obviously you guys at MKFM, JSMV have been helpful, our local volunteers, and also the Tesco's has been brilliant. Thank you.
Brilliant. And the other good thing is that even while we've been here, there's people that have been wanting to volunteer for the food bank.
There is, yeah, and obviously if you do want to volunteer for the food bank, contact us through our social media, and then what we can do is we'll get you to come into the warehouse and show you what it's all about.
Right, lovely. We've got a bit of Nick Jones on the way for you next.
The Mid-Morning Show with Beast.
Nick Jonas and Jealous on the beat of MK. This is MKFM Friday lunchtime. So we're with John Marshall, who runs the food bank here in Milton Keynes. I just can't believe some of the things that we've seen this morning.
It has been really, really incredible, actually. Just the generosity, as you said, about trolleys coming in full. We're sitting here, aren't we? Standing here, actually, with loads of totes full up of food. It's been incredible.
And a really smart operation as well, because literally people are donating, it goes into the green crates and then gets direct to the food bank and distributed.
Yeah, here we are in Wolverton. I've just had to ring up the guys they come out with a van because it's just taking up too much space at the front of the store. Great, it's a great problem to have.
Excellent. And as we kind of approach the weekend, it looks as if we're going to smash the 50,000 target.
I'm pretty confident we will, and hopefully we can make a big announcement early next week.
Excellent. And obviously Tesco's are going to be continuing this over the weekend as well, until the close of play on Sunday night. So I really look forward to getting the figures from you next week.
You'll get them, don't worry. And thank you again. Please, if you're getting shopping in this after this over the weekend, then, you know, buy some tins for us in the Tesco stores. And thank you so much for everybody's support. It's been brilliant.
And if you have been listening to this and you're a business that wants to get involved, you can donate £300, which will enable us to buy 1,000 tins. Also, if you've got some tins that want to be collected, we've got Prime Shine that are willing to go around this afternoon and collect the tins from you. So if you want to get involved, 01908 230149. That's 01908 230149. Let's do this. This is Perfect Gentleman on MKFM. Wycliffe John and Perfect Gentleman on the beat of MK. This is MKFM. Well, that's pretty much it from our special broadcast this morning, and for the mid-morning show from us as well.
It is, and what a special morning it's been. Thank you so much to everybody that's popped down to the Bletchley store at Kingston, Wolverton, all the Tesco stores. It's been really amazing.
We'll do a massive roll call of everyone that's supported this 50,000 challenge next week on MKFM. We'll also give you the latest figure as well. But I've got a funny feeling we're going to smash the 50,000.
Hopefully so. Fingers crossed.
Well, that's it from us on the mid-morning show. We're going to be doing the MK breakfast show, giving Mikey a break for a couple of months. So make sure you join us for that.
Do. We'll be up bright and breezy from 6.
Whatever you're up to over the weekend, have a good one. And don't forget to join us at Into tomorrow and Saturday for the big summer party. Again, thanks for all your support.
Thank you.
The mid-morning show.
Just gone 1 o'clock across Milton Keynes. I'm with Mark Lancaster now, our MP for Milton Keynes North. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Good afternoon.
So we've had our campaign to raise 50,000 tins for the food bank here in Milton Keynes. We've seen the generosity today of the people of Milton Keynes. A lot of people are saying that it's a shame that we need to have food banks.
Of course it's a shame that we need to have food banks. I mean, it's limited good news that the use of food banks here in Milton Keynes to be slowly coming down, but the very fact that we need them at all is a shame, and I think we all have to be very mindful of that and make sure that we get our policies at government right to ensure that we don't have to use them in the future.
So you and Ian have been re-elected again. You know, obviously there is talk of maybe another election, but if not, I guess that, you know, you and Mark are certainly going to be the MPs for the next 5 years. When you look at some of the stats of food banks, there's obviously been stats out this week about Milton Keynes being one of the worst for homeless families. What can you do really on a local level to help people in Milton Keynes?
Well, I think it really does come down to the economy. It's about making sure that people have the opportunity to find work, to have employment, and then by doing that, of course, getting affordable homes in Milton Keynes so they have somewhere to live. So by doing the combination of getting people into work, getting into affordable homes, hopefully we can eradicate the need for both food banks and indeed homelessness here in MK.
So we've just bumped into you in Tesco's today. You're doing something called Meet Your MP. Tell us more about that.
Well, every Friday I get out and about. I come and stand outside supermarkets and various other places, and I'm just here and available. I think if you're going to be a Member of Parliament, you have to be as available as possible for your constituents who just come and have a chat.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. Where are you next Friday?
Where am I next Friday? I'm in Wolverton.
Right, okay. So if you fancy seeing Mark next week, Wolverton Tesco's.
Absolutely right.
All right, Mark, thanks for speaking to us today and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much indeed.